O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia.
Splendor and majesty are yours, O God.
Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head of all.
Riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all.
In your hand,
that this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 45. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. My heart is astir with gracious words. As I make my song for the king, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are the fairest of men. Full of grace are your lips, for God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one. Gird on your majesty and glory. Ride on and prosper in the cause of truth, and for the sake of humility and righteousness. Your right hand will teach you terrible things. Your arrows will be sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, so that peoples fall beneath you. Your throne is God's throne forever. The scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of righteousness. You love righteousness and hate iniquity. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. All your garments are fragrant with myrrh, aloes, and cassia. From ivory palaces, the music of strings makes you glad. King's daughters are among your honorable women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people and your father's house. So shall the king have pleasure in your beauty. He is your lord, so do him honor. The people of Tyre shall bring you gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is embroidered cloth of gold. She shall be brought to the king in raiment of needlework. After her, the virgins that are her companions. With joy and gladness shall they be brought, and enter into the palace of the king. Instead of your fathers, you shall have sons, whom you shall make princes over all the land. I will make your name to be remembered through all generations. Therefore shall the peoples praise you for ever and ever. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. Let us pray. Lord our God, bring your bride, your holy church, with joy to the marriage feast of heaven, and unite us with your anointed Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the Song of Solomon, beginning at chapter 4, verse 16. Awake, O north wind, and come, O south wind. Blow upon my garden, that its fragrance may be wafted abroad. Let my beloved come to his garden and eat its choicest fruits. I come to my garden, my sister, my bride. I gather my myrrh with my spice. I eat my honeycomb with my honey. I drink my wine with my milk. Eat, friends, drink, and be drunk with love. I slept, but my heart was awake. Listen, my beloved is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. For my head is wet with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. For love is strong as death, passion fierce as the grave. Its flashes are flashes of fire, a raging flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. If one offered for love all the wealth of one's house, it would be utterly scorned.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
The second reading is from the book of Revelation, beginning at chapter 3, verse 14. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the origin of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing. You do not realize that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Therefore, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white robes to clothe you, and to keep the shame of your nakedness from being seen, and salve to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. I reprove and discipline those whom I love. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come into you and eat with you, and you with me. To the one who conquers, I will give a place with me on my throne, just as I myself conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. He has become my salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He has looked with favour on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones, and lifting up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, to remember his promise of mercy, the promise made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Alleluia.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with the risen Christ, let us pray to the Father. For the people of God, that they may proclaim the risen Lord, let us pray to the Lord. Risen Lord Jesus, as Mary Magdalene met you in the garden on the morning of your resurrection, so may we meet you today and every day. Speak to us as you spoke to her. Reveal yourself as the living Lord. Renew our hope and kindle our joy, and send us to share the good news with others. Amen. For God's creation, that the peoples of the earth may meet their responsibility to care, let us pray to the Lord. God our Father, You never cease the work you have begun, and prosper with your blessing all human labor. Make us wise and faithful stewards of your gifts, that we may serve the common good, maintain the fabric of our world, and seek that justice where all may share the good things you pour upon us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For those in despair and darkness, that they may find the hope and light of Christ, let us pray to the Lord. Father, we commend to your faithful love those who are crying from the depths. Help them to watch and pray through their time of darkness, in sure hope of the dawn of your forgiveness and redemption. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For those in fear of death, that they may find faith through the resurrection, let us pray to the Lord. O God, our sovereign and shepherd, who brought again your Son Jesus Christ from the valley of death, comfort us with your protecting presence and your angels of goodness and love, that we also may come home and dwell with him in your house forever. Amen. For prisoners and captives, let us pray to the Lord. We pray, our Father, for those whose freedom has been taken from them, for all who suffer imprisonment, whether for crime or for conscience' sake, for all whose vision of your world is seen through bars, and in whose heart the lamp of hope burns low. God of mercy, give them help according to their need, and hear our prayer for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. In a moment of silence, let us commend the world for which Christ rose from the dead to the mercy and protection of God. God, our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his continual presence in us he may raise us to eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Let us bless the Lord. Hallelujah.